I was 6, me uncle Phillip, some chick with big tits. My shell top hit plain gold chain, had to clean it 83. I lost money on my team, permanent black, that shit intact. Trains when we walk the track. 1987, niggas had underground maps. Back to child, master breakdance and freestyle. I see my pops and such rub up in the cut for 9 months. That's foul. Like limb bias.
The origin of the Fantastic Four. Our heroes.
None of this works for me. None of this.
Righteous job, go back in there and work that pussy. Work that pussy.
This is...
Work that pussy. Work it, work it, work it, work it, work it, work it.
Sir, it is 9 a.m.
$58 y'all, $58.
relaxing, good weather music, you know? Just rolling. Though today is supposed to be the last hot day, and then it's going to get all fucking gloomy again for a few days. I don't know. Shit is all over the place. Are you guys looking for games? Oh, you guys like video games down there, huh? Well, if you like meaninglessly tapping on things or rubbing your finger on things, might I recommend Wiz Khalifa's Weed Farm? Don't actually, I mean, don't, this is a, I might actually say Tap Titans 2 if you're looking for something like that, but, the Office Space game clicker is not bad, as these things go. It reminds me of Doomsday Clicker a fair amount, in terms of its style. I might say Doomsday Clicker is better than the Office Space game, but I don't know. I mean, I still think Egg Incorporated, Egg Inc. is quite good. It feels nice. It's got pleasant little music, you know, that you'll almost certainly turn off immediately, because who leaves the sound on their phone on?
Right around the corner, you know, big mecca of punk rockness. I was there dancing for a band I know, you know, Lethal Injection's my band, I'm there to see ICU. And because I'm dancing, the owner tells me to quit dancing, you know. And then as I'm leaving, he says, you were the guy moshing. I said, no, I never moshed in my life. And he says, quit avoiding the question. You were moshing. I'm like, no, I don't mosh, point blank. I was dancing with some friends of mine. He's like, you'll never play here, and you're not allowed in ever again. And, you know, mecca punk rock clubness, I can't dance. I can pay $4 for a beer, come to see my bands, offer to bring a crowd in and play, but I can't dance and have a good time. Therefore, Continental Club is not the place to take your friends to have a good time. Because if you can't dance, you can't release the dinner day!
I wonder how differently they had to approach making these mixes, because they had to make them with gameplay in mind and not just, hey, let's make good remixes, let's make good mashups. Instead it was like, hey, these have to be kind of active in a way that you probably wouldn't normally do. Tomorrow is another day.
Anyway, that's all history. Sex for me.
This song, thinking about it, this song's not really about Ghostbusters, is it? Like, until right here.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters at the end of control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, trauma under the bill. So they packed up and blew, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs off the back, then they split. Brought out a bomb beagle, the master of evil. Trying to battle my boys, that's not legal.
Another version of this song, like, I wonder if this song just existed and then, like, hey, do you want to write a song for Ghostbusters 2? It's like, yeah, sure, let me fucking throw half a verse, you spit some fucking bars, so, okay, you send me the fucking paragraph synopsis of the script, okay, Vigo, master, all right, okay, yeah, no, the proton back, all right, yeah, okay, slime, evil slime under the building, okay, yeah. Okay, great, I can fucking work with this. And then just, like, inserted that into this song. He's like recapping the first like 20 minutes of the movie. You know, it's like, hey, let's let Bobby Brown watch the first act of Ghostbusters 2, and that'll be more than enough for him to cook up whatever the fuck he needs to cook up. I don't know. I've played the games and remember if any of this shit is in there. So they put out this CD after the fact of like this is the band from Jammer Lemmy doing like a fucking 5-song EP. You're like, what? That's fucking ridiculous. All right, sure. This is from that and not from the game. It's been so long since I played the game. I mean, this is way longer than it would be an intro to fucking Jammer Lemmy. Thank you. really keeps going too, doesn't it? Guys like hip-hop music and hip-hop artists.
Check it out, 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 check it out. I got a story to tell. Now everybody wants to have fame, but you're paying the price and you're not paying it by the game. Cause this game is made up of a bunch of crazy rules. And if rules get stupid, they're not paying it by the rules. Now the ice is kicking and kicking and kicking it like a champ. But don't try to play me like some wet food stamp. They said it was a fluke. Even though I got fame, yo, I'm still the same.
Vanilla Ice is still the same. Fame didn't change him. He's been this way all along.
Check it out, check it out. I'm still the same person, I never ever switch. And even if I'm rich, but now it's like an itch. Cause I love the music, they say I do it for the money. And it's funny, clocking all the honeys, the ones that used to diss, now they wanna kiss. Looking at what my troops got, now they're getting their boots knocked. Damn, it's a shame, do I love them? No, I don't. Gee, a couple of years ago they didn't want me. Now I got these so-called friends that stay on with the ice, cause they know I'm making ends. But my real friends have been friends through the fame. And since I have fame, ain't a damn thing changed. Yo, I'm still the same.
Fist. You ready to meet up with a fist?
Oh, fist. What about it?
You ready to meet up with it?
No, not yet. You better come prepared, whoever it is. Like you're going to bring your fist right here. Well, you're going to get a goddamn club across here or a shotgun in your belly.
Huh?
Why don't you go stick your head in a goddamn toilet and flush it?
A whip.
Whip?
Yep.
No, I ain't ready. I don't think so.
Yeah?
Okay, bring her over. You go split an egg.
Better meet up my clam.
Oh, you poor stupid halfwit.
What?
Why don't you shut up and go someplace? I don't know where the hell you go, but that wouldn't be welcome there anyway.
Well,
listen here, bud. I don't know how stupid you are. I got my shotgun right here ready for you. Step out the door and I'll blow your goddamn head off.
I am a cop.
You're a cop, you're a goddamn... I don't know what kind of cop you are, but yeah. I got my fist up here, I'll whack you out in the goddamn teeth.
I'm gonna punch you in the lip.
Your fist?
What about it? You gonna meet it?
I'm gonna meet it. Oh, I see. Your fish?
Oh.
Okay. That's your whip?
Yep.
Where is this located at?
It's going to be located in Mouth pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
All I want to do is make the whole crowd bounce, y'all, bounce, y'all.
Wednesday, driving around, making my way over the Golden Gate Bridge, listening to Trick Daddy instrumentals. What? Cool.
Several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about. From Athena. Showing up for ICP features, like, what was he turning down?
Fuck! What are you trying to do to me?
You know?
You wasn't true to me when I was locked up. You fucked something like 34 guys. But I let that slide, cause your ass is banging. Your titties is flat. I wanted to fuck that. But fuck that. I never gave a fuck that. You put me through the courts. Yeah. And gave me genital warts. Now I stack my nine. I'm going for your knees. I'ma blow them up. Give your neck a squeeze.
You done fucked up, right?
ODB had a lot to get off his chest that day, and ICP just happened to be the parchment paper upon which he would write his true feelings.
One thing I can't stand is these bitches trying to take my riches when I ain't even got no bitch. I never lied. You knew what I wanted all the while. What? My dick in your vertical smile.
Yeah.
We kissing her and snug and tickle. But the bitch wouldn't even buff my fucking pickle.
Bitch.
She fucked everybody else in the place. It's all good. Now let me headbutt your face, bitch.
I love you, but now you gotta die.
That's right. Bitches. That's right.
Girl, you know I love you, but now you
and
gotta die.
And another ICP song with a message. Right?
Girl, you know I love you, but now you gotta die.
Now you gotta die.
Who set up Frank Gifford, the fucking Kennedys?
No, no. I had sex with Marilyn in my rocket ship.
The nerd has sex with the fly girl.
A lot of fucking video game music getting served up today, I guess. Really only one track on this album that's actually worth listening to. Hey Siri, play Street Fighter Tribute Album. And it's the one from the fucking date. This one. It's the one. yes, we are definitely going to write lyrics to this song. 100%. This is the only way I want to contribute to your tribute album is if I'm writing lyrics to this fucking song. This is why you asked me to do this. It's because you knew I would do this. You knew I would write lyrics to this song. Tunnel, listen to this music. There's really no going back. Just in here, my soul burning out. It felt great to use company funds to buy this album. This was that brief window, 11 years ago, whatever it was, 10 years ago, whenever this came out. That they, for whatever reason, wanted game soundtrack coverage. They'd sold an ad package to some music thing, and they were like, hey, we're gonna give you a bunch of money to buy video game soundtracks and occasionally write about them. And I was like, this is not the way this should work at all. This is fucking super shaky territory. But sure, I'll spend that money, I guess. I don't know. And this was like one of the first things I fucking bought. It's like, well, clearly the most relevant fucking game soundtrack coverage. Yeah. And like, the rest of this is, like, fine, you know? Like, oh, it's fucking, you know, people doing cover versions of Street Fighter theme music, and, you know, it's people from video games doing tribute, yeah, like, that sort of stuff. But, like, that track... This is so fucking extra. Like, what are you gonna do? Like, it's like, alright, no, this is fine. This dude's fucking ripping on guitar. This, they, like, if they wanted to add a bunch of fucking extra shit to buy in Street Fighter V and wanted to do it in a way that, like, felt like it was doing right by the fans, it should get obscure. Like, they should have sold this as an alternate soundtrack for that game. Because why not? I mean, I guess, like, over the years, like, Capcom's remixed the music so many different times that, like... Same way about that Mortal Kombat album that came out that had, like, Skrillex and a bunch of other shit on it. Like, that should have been the actual soundtrack for that game. I like this one almost gets a minute in and you're like, I don't even know which one this is. Oh, okay. I just want to hear the Daytona guy do the full soundtrack, honestly. Like, this stuff's fine, but... told me this was in Street Fighter the movie, I would believe you. I feel like, you know, if this album had been created 5 years later, this track would have the sickest fucking drops in it. The wobbliest of wobble bass.
These guys talk a lot. I mean, I would believe this as Streets of Rage music, so this all makes sense. This all lines up. We'll be right back.
saves it to the end. Like, oh, by the way. It's like the Bobby Brown on her own phenomenon. He had this laying around. It was like, oh, yeah, sure, I could fucking stick Balrog music into this if you want, I guess. You know. Worker with his lunch cooler staring up at the where the slab was, walking in front of my car, totally unaware that I'm even here. Just get a louder car. That's a lesson there. Straight pipe this thing. Alright, I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.